So you're going through some tough times. Maybe you're going through a breakup with your marriage or your relationship. It doesn't have to be over. If you loved once and you love deeply, you can love again, deeper, stronger, the second time around. Here's 8 steps based on the law of assumption to help you save your relationship or your marriage.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, your miracle mentor and alchemy success coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle. And we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. High flyers, want to remind you that I know it's a ways away, but it's time to make plans and get registered for True Love Activation. Go to trueloveactivation.com. Join us in Sedona, Arizona, February 16th through the 18th. Now, this is filling up fast because, yes, it's about love. It's a 3-day love fest, but it's about bringing love deeper into your life, into every part of your life. Love also equals abundance. You can have it all. TrueLoveActivation.com. You know, high flyers, I will get letters and I will get emails and I'll get comments down below where people would say, hey, if the relationship is over, if the person doesn't want to have a relationship anymore, then let them go and move on. That's the kind of advice you get from all of your friends. It's usually the advice you'll get from your family. So think about it. Most people just say, give up. But would you do that with a cat or a dog or a pet that you had of some kind? If it hurt itself, if it broke its leg, wouldn't you try to take it to the veterinarian? Wouldn't you try to restore that pet to its full health and vitality? You would do that with your children as well and with people that you love. Hell, you'd even do that with your iPhone or your car if it broke down or started misfiring or didn't start. You wouldn't just say, well, have the tow truck come and pick this car up and throw it in the junkyard, especially if you like the car, especially if you loved the car. So while I understand that inclination, and I also understand that some people will hold on to a relationship that is not healthy for them, and it's in their best interest to let go, I understand all that. I also understand that we are creator. We are co-creators of our own reality, of the life that we live. And therefore, I do believe strongly that if you had a great loving relationship at one time, you can have it again. Remember, we create what we are, not what we want. So what we see happening all around us in the 3D world, in our marriage, in our relationship, what we see happening is what we've already created. But now we have the opportunity to change all that and create something new. If we have the power to create and manifest the life we desire, we can create the love we deserve. I believe that, high flyers. I believe that love is cornerstone. It belongs in every facet of our life, just like oxygen, just like water, just like nutrition. The idea isn't to patch up the old relationship. You hear that all the time, right? Let's work on it. Let's patch up the old relationship. The idea is to create a new relationship with the one that you love. Before we get into these 8 steps, I think it's important that you're willing to leave the history of the relationship behind, that you're willing to give that up right now. Because it doesn't empower you to keep living in the past. Most importantly, you must be willing to give up your fears. You know, they say that most relationships break up over money. Money is at the core of most marriages anyway, not relationships, but marriages. And I don't know if that's true. I think fear is what defeats most people. That's why we're here almost every day bringing you a video to empower your life, because the more empowered you feel, the less fear you feel. Simple as that. I mean, it's real. Focusing on your breakup, focusing on the divorce, focusing on a third party, it does absolutely nothing. Zero. Nada. Does nothing to empower your future loving relationship with your spouse or specific person. What we focus on tends to grow. That's why we don't want to focus on a third party. That's why we don't want to focus on all the negatives. And unfortunately, how do I say this? So much focus is placed on the negative, even by marriage counselors, even by relationship counselors. And it really doesn't accomplish anything, or it accomplishes very little. While behavior problems should not be ignored, focusing on them only makes them grow. Remember, where your focus goes, your energy flows. It's that simple. So where do you want to put your focus? On all the bad crap that's happened? On the past? On the negative stuff that's taking place even right now? Or do you want to create something new, something beautiful, something filled with light and love and passion and joy? Look at, if fixing just behavioral problems in the relationship, if fixing behavioral problems was all there was to it, then 40% divorce rate of those who have gone through a whole year of counseling, it wouldn't exist, but it does. And then, of course, what happens if one of the partners doesn't want to go to counseling? You know, that's very common. Or one of the partners only goes with the idea of, I'm going with the idea of proving that I'm right and they're wrong. Nothing is accomplished with that. So let's focus on something that really is going to help you right now. From a quantum perspective, there is a timeline where the two of you are in perfect alignment. You are happy together. You are deeply in love. You enjoy each other's company. Yes, there is a timeline that exists that has your perfect marriage or relationship. So you can spend all of your time focusing on the negative, or on your fears, or on your worries, or on your doubts, or you can do the following 8 steps. Let me share them with you. Number 1, do not chase. When there's a breakup, or when two people are separating emotionally, the worst thing you can do is chase, because the other person needs some time. The other person needs some space. The other person needs to kind of get centered again. And so it's important for you to have a clear understanding of the outcome that you desire to create, but at the same time, detach. When you chase, it implies that someone is running. So the more you chase, the more they run. And by chasing, you put them up on a pedestal and you take and lower yourself. And really, we want alignment, eyeball to eyeball, heart to heart, soul to soul. We don't want to be chasing and putting them up on an ego pedestal. Give them the opportunity to miss you, to experience what it's like without you. Step number two is develop a sense of inner knowingness. Let me explain what that means. Inner knowingness says, I don't have to know how we're going to get back together or how we're going to make this a perfect relationship. I don't need that. I don't need to even know when. I just know that I know that I know. I have an inner sense of knowingness that we belong together, that we haven't had our best relationship yet, but we're about to. When you have that inner sense of knowingness, your self-concept expands, your confidence expands, and it becomes obvious to everyone around you that something has changed. And people will say, have you gotten taller? Did you get a haircut? What are you doing differently? It's because you have an inner sense of knowingness and you're not living in this world of doubt and fear and anxiety anymore. Number three, you're ignoring the 3D reality. Now, understand, there are some things that are not worth ignoring. If you're in an abusive relationship, I'm not by any means telling you to ignore that. You need to put yourself in a safe space and then start doing some inner work. But for right now, listen to me. With most relationships, you need to ignore if there's a third party, if he's not calling you, if she's not texting you, if there's an argument every time the two of you get together. You just need to ignore that. And you need to believe in the power of your intention. You set out an intention into the universe. You are backing it up with affirmation and visualization. And so you've adopted an inner sense of knowingness. You just know, trust the process. Allow it to play out. Don't get caught up in the details. Number four is every day, visualize and use your imagination. What is this new relationship look like? And don't look at it as something in the future. Visualize as if you are already in the new relationship, as if the two of you have a beautiful, loving relationship. Stop waiting for it to happen and visualize as if you already have it. Assume it's yours and it will be. Number five is put yourself in a state of emotional alignment with your intention. What does it feel like? What would I feel right now if we were in a deep, loving, committed relationship? Right now, don't wait. Say, I will feel better when she comes back. I will feel better when he starts texting me. Do it right now. Right now, every day, as often as you can, feel the feelings of that perfect relationship. Feel the joy and just immerse yourself in it. Assume it's already yours. Number six, act as if you already have an incredible marriage, an incredible relationship. Everything is moving smoothly now. Doesn't make any difference what's going on in the 3D world. That means absolutely nothing because right now, in here, everything is perfect. And you're going to act as if it's perfect. Now, by the way, that's not an excuse to not work on yourself. Always work on yourself. Number seven, gratitude. Get up every day, first thing in the morning, and go through all the gratitude. You can use a gratitude journal. You can write it down. You can rant it. You can run around the house yelling and all of that kind of stuff. But it doesn't make any difference how you do it. But get the gratitude flowing. I'm so grateful for this incredible relationship. I'm grateful for my marriage. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful. And just allow that gratitude to be a deep, complete part of your life. And number eight, take inspired action. You'll know, trust me, you will know when you receive a sign or a feeling that is not based on fear, it's not based on doubt or worry, and you receive this sign or this feeling that you need to do something. Whatever it is, do it. You're being inspired. The universe is inspiring you. And if you'll listen to that inspiration, even if it's sometimes against your better judgment, it almost always works out. And reason I say almost is because sometimes it really isn't an inspired action. It's based on a fear or a doubt. So ask yourself, is this an inspired action? Is this something that just came into my mind and my thoughts recently? I haven't been contemplating it. It's just like a lightning bolt. There it is. This is what I need to do. Then do it. I really believe you can save your marriage, your relationship. Honestly believe that. And I believe that the key is vibration. You know, Nikola Tesla says, when it comes to the universe, think in terms of frequency and vibration. The same is true when it comes to relationships. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy success coaching. Find out what a mentoring program can mean for your life. We're here to help you. We've helped people in 60 different countries. We can help you too with the law of attraction, the law of assumption, and vibration. LawofAttractionSolutions.com.
You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.